AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Police officers who tried to keep the pro-Trump mob out of the Capitol building testify before a select House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection.
Washington Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone described being tased and beaten unconscious.
As I heard chants of kill him with his own gun.
For Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell, it was the thought that he'd die during hand-to-hand combat.
It's like something from a medieval battle.
Both men blasted Republicans whom they say have downplayed the riot and resisted hearings.
I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist, or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
As coronavirus cases continue to climb, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends even vaccinated people go back to wearing masks indoors in parts of the U.S. where the Delta variant has touched off a surge in cases caused by people who've not been vaccinated. President Biden says the change is because of those who haven't gotten the shots.
If those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world.
Biden also says his administration is considering requiring all federal workers to be vaccinated. During a visit with rank-and-file members of the U.S. intelligence community, Biden promised that unlike his predecessor, he will never politicize their work.
You will never see a time while I'm President of the United States or my administration in any way tries to affect or alter your judgments about what you think the situation we face is. I'll never politicize the work you do. You have my word on that.
Biden also noted that recent cyber and ransomware attacks have been blamed on agents traced back to Russia and China. This is AP News. Two-thirds of Republicans questioned in an AP-NORC poll say they still believe the lie that President Biden was illegitimately elected. Only 41% are optimistic about their party's future. A 22-year-old man accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta-area massage businesses pleads guilty to 4 of the killings in suburban Cherokee County and is sentenced to life without parole. Robert Aaron Long faces a possible death penalty for 4 other killings in Atlanta, which is in Fulton County. Along with the murder charges, Long faces charges of aggravated assault and domestic terrorism. Simone Biles says she was very stressed and felt it was better for the U.S. women's gymnastics team for her to withdraw from the team competition in Tokyo.
I know they were a little bit worried going in and emotions were all over the place, but I think they just needed reassurance that they were going to be okay. And look, they were. They did it without me and they're Olympic silver medalists.
The Russian team won gold. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.